Fantastic. Leavers, ready to rock!
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Netflix.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was cool.
Designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to Bedtime with Nina.
Oh my god, I'm going after women. When I sit on the toilet and I'm giving a good show.
Yeah, definitely, it beats me.
Beaver believers out there, welcome to the 45th edition of The Timely Beaver, coming today from Beaverton, Oregon, where legends of the Sasquatch still remain true. And with us today is also
Dave from California. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing up there in the rain-soaked Northwest, my friend?
Oh, doing all right. It's been clearing up, but which we'll talk about a little later. I captured some interesting audio from late the other night.
Yes, you did.
I wasn't too sober at the time. I think
you were in your right mind, were you?
No, I don't think I should be at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
But, you'll enjoy it. And we also have on today's show, we have a weekly marina report from Kirk, which we're really proud to have. Since it's been a while, we've had a little drought of the marina reports, but now I guess we need to hark on Chris for not calling in.
Yeah, I'll get on his case. Haven't gone camping yet. When we go, I'm going to tell him you got to call into the show. No excuses. He's going to have a cell phone with him.
Bring out the whip and start flogging him.
Yep.
Yeah, break that boy. Pick up the phone and dial. And for all you who want to call in and leave random crap, because we've had quite a few of you do it.
Yeah, some really random messages, huh?
Some really random ones. Call us at 206-222-2328. That's 206-222-BEAV. Like, Timely Beaver. And
Leave it to Beaver.
Oh, there we go. Leave it to Beaver. Well, don't leave it to this Beaver. Not too much may get done.
Yes, he is a lazy beef.
Yes. Well, I got this is kind of funny. I'm sitting in a room right now that is completely void of any resemblance of females. Because Emily, my good friend, she has decided to move out. Not in the literal sense of moving out and leaving me high and dry to shag my own carpet, if you will. But she moved all of her equipment out of all of her desk and computer and all of her stuff out of even her little postcards that she hung on the wall. All of it's gone. She moved it into another room because I make too much noise in this room and she couldn't study.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I got this empty wall now and it's really making me think, makes me want to get a few toys for it, but not now, that's another story. So I thought I'd inform everyone that I am a single bachelor in this room, where I can say and do whatever I want. So give me a call, ladies. We'll work something out.
You know the phone number.
Yes.
Ted's waiting for your call.
I'm waiting for your call, ladies. On the Timely Beaver hotline. We could start like a 900 service, you know.
Yeah, exactly. 1-800, like, or 1-976, you know, I don't
Shake
know.
Shake my beef.
Shag beef.
Yeah. Shag a beef. I think that would actually... No, actually, shag... whatever.
I don't know. I call it S-H-A-G-B-E-V. That's
shag beef?
Yeah.
That works. I like that. We'll have to... We'll have to somehow incorporate that.
Yeah.
We'll work on
the,
that.
The number that really works is the 206-222-2328.
Yeah.
The 1-800... The 1-8-9-7-6... Sorry, the 1-9-7-6, Shag Beef. That's not working yet. But we're working on that one.
Check back soon, ladies. We'll have the chat line open.
And it should be $1.95 a minute, so
yeah,
for years,
wait, 50 cents a minute after that. But
yeah, additional charges may apply.
Depending on what you want me to do when you call. Well, and then anything interesting happened to you in the last week, Dave?
Not really. Nothing significant. You know, just kind of same old, same old, same old. What about you, Ted?
Well, actually, I was playing a game of Monopoly here the other night, and, well, what's that Simpsons line? Send in the Negotiabot. You know, it's like,
Negotiabot.
I am trained to speak in a calm and soothing manner. Destroy! 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 It's like, it's another case of Monopoly-related violence.
Monopoly-related violence.
But, so we were playing Monopoly, and I got my ass royally kicked. I was
really?
So in the lead. I was wiping everyone's ass until I started landing on hotel after hotel after hotel. It became a vicious downward spiral. And I know some of you out there can agree. So pray for me, brother. Send me your change. Get me out of the gutters that I'm in, rotting away in my own filth. Send your money to the Timely Beaver and help this Monopoly man get back on his feet.
Or call 1-976 Shag Beef.
Yes. Shag it, baby.
Yeah. That can help to finance some of the losses from Monopoly, Ted.
Yes. I mean, man, if you ever... I don't know why people get so pissed at you when you try to buy a latte with Monopoly money. I mean, come on.
I don't know. People gotta get real.
Yeah,
I mean,
they gotta
know.
Get real. Now, what would be nice is if you could trade that Monopoly money in for bidding on eBay. Like, I don't know.
That would be pretty cool.
McDonald's. McDonald's gives away eBay money with their Monopoly value meal. I don't know.
We can win a lot of money with the McDonald's Monopoly. It's like,
I remember playing that as a kid, and I always really enjoyed it. It just was like fun. It's like, what Monopoly piece am I going to get? And of course, you get the same one that you have four
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
But
I don't know if I knew it. Did anyone ever win the $1 million prize?
I don't think anyone's ever won. They probably only print one Boardwalk.
Yeah, probably. But it's just another enticement to get people to feed that greasy, just disgusting processed food.
Hey, you might be able to squeeze the grease out of your forehead eating that stuff and power your own biodiesel car.
You know, that would not surprise me. There is
get out the squeegee and start scraping. Get on my back, girl. There's a lot of it there.
Yeah, no, it's really greasy. I haven't eaten McDonald's in a long time.
Neither have I. I stay far away from McDonald's. It's my last-ditch choice. If nothing
Pretty
else
much
is around.
Mine, too. That's exactly my thinking. Nothing else is open. I'm going to McDonald's.
But, you know, I definitely prefer the good stuff, like Descendants. Who's our musical guest tonight?
That's awesome. You know what? Descendants rock.
They do rock, and nothing beats the Descendants. You can't get enough of that good stuff. And
nope.
They come to us today from, of course, the PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. And you can find information about the Descendants at
www.fatrecords.com. That's FATWRECKCHORDS.com.
So, yes, remember, check them out. And I couldn't find an official Descendants site, so I can only lead you back to their label. But you can find some good tunes there, some good information.
Oh, there's so many good bands on Fat Wreck label.
Yes, there are, Dave. And here are the Descendants with Nothing With You.
I don't wanna move. I'll just sit here in my living room and see what's on the tube while I'm hanging out with you. Knock on my door, ringing my phone, telling me the things I gotta get done today to satisfy them, but what about me? Lately I've been wishing I was brain dead. No responsibilities in my head today. Baby, let's see what's on the TV. Doing nothing, having fun.
Cause all I ever really want to do is sit around doing nothing with you, because nothing's only fun when you're there. Mad about you at dinner time, Seinfeld, Simpsons, So Called Live, seen the reruns 20 million times. I don't wanna move, I'll just sit here in my living room and see what's on the tube while I'm hanging out with you. All I wanna do is just sit here in my living room and see what's on the tube while I'm hanging out with you. All I wanna do, all I wanna do, all I wanna do is do nothing with you. All I wanna do, all I wanna do, all I wanna do is do nothing with you.
That was the Descendants, and man, I have really dug them for a long time. It's great to always find people who are into them, and you're like, no way.
Yeah.
And they have all the old school tapes, Descendant tapes from the like
Milo
late
80s. Milo Ackerman Goes to College.
Yes.
Was that the name? Was that the CD? Or was that I can't remember.
I think that Milo Goes to College or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember if that was a CD or if that's just a song. But
I think it's a CD.
My favorite all-time Descendants song is probably I'm the One. I love that tune.
Yeah, that's definitely a great tune. I think it was one of their biggest tunes. But their new stuff here, which I think we're playing a few of. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it made me think back to the early Descendant days. A little bit more polished, of course, but still top-notch.
Definitely.
Yeah, so speaking of good music, Dave, you've seen some good movies recently?
I want to go check out a couple. I want to see Jarhead, Ted.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, and I also want to check out, I saw Flight Plan about a month ago or so, and I also saw March of the Penguins, and those are two pretty good movies.
And we've talked about March of the Penguins before.
Yeah,
March of the Beaver, if you want to go back to listen to that.
Yeah, March of the Beaver, you know, it's like... Beaver goes trekking through the Oregon wilderness and
in search of,
comes across Yeti or the Sasquatch, whatever you want to call him. Yeah. But that was definitely a good scene in the movie, you know, March of the Beaver.
Oh yeah,
so
definitely check it out. It's at your local video store too, by the way. So hit up your local video store, check it out.
Is that PG-13 or R? I forgot what they smacked on this.
It is rated X for pornographic penguin situations.
Oh, well, was it
pornographic
penguin?
Beaver situation.
Yeah, there you go. Even though it sounds almost like redundancy.
Yeah, you know, you flip that tail around in certain positions, and wow, those ratings go up quick.
Seriously. And, you know, the ratings go up, and the popularity of the movie goes way up.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's like,
you know,
Showgirls.
Another thing, too. Yeah, you know, I was just about to say that. You just don't see a lot of movies with that kind of, you know, of like, graphic adult content that used to be on like 5-10 years ago. Like, I mean, there used to be some crazy scenes.
Oh, what was that? Sliver or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Sex Lies and Videotape. There's quite a few of those.
Oh, man, back in the day.
Oh, Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah. That's another one. And that was not that long ago, you know? And then what was another one? Like, just like within, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago, like, that got an NC-17 rating. Well, of course, Showgirls. That was a terrible movie.
I've never seen it. Is it worth watching just for the fact that it has what's her name from
Elizabeth Berkley from
Saved by the Bell?
The only time I would watch it is if I were on it overnight in a hotel room, and it was on HBO. But I would never pay for that movie again. You know, like, there's just some movies that are not worth, you know, paying money for. And like, I can think of a couple off the top of my head. There was one that was Tom Green did a movie.
Anything Tom Green does is not worth seeing. And I don't know how he shacked up with
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that just astounds me.
She's something else.
She must have been back on the drugs at that point.
Yeah, but man, she's definitely the good.
What happened to that show? He had, like, Tom Green had a show for a while, too, on MTV. That was really...
It got... I don't know. You know, but the thing is, he made terrible movies. Like, the movie I was thinking about was called Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, freaking geez.
Terrible. But the guy named... his name was, I think, like, Rip... Taylor, Rip something, Rip Torn or Rip Taylor, something like that. And he was funny, but like Rick and I went to see it, and Rick was just like, I can't believe I paid for that crappy movie, you know? But
didn't the title make you think?
It was.
Freddy
yeah.
Got Fingered. You're like,
we
hey,
had to see it though.
That's quality.
Oh man, that got a Raspberry Award, I think. It was so bad.
Oh,
it was such a lousy movie.
I would not doubt it.
Yeah, so. But it's what was the other one that was really bad? Like, I don't know, some of the movies from the 80s and early 90s really were just awful. I mean, just not worth the production. So, but what are your like top three, Ted? What are your top three of all time? No. Your favorite movies.
All time, my favorite movies would have to be The Graduate, Clockwork Orange, and The Beatles' Yellow Submarine.
Good choices.
Yes. How about yours, Dave? What are your all-time top three?
Well, I'd have to classify it as the Lord of the Rings trilogy would be 1, 2, and 3. But if I had to expand beyond Lord of the Rings, I'd say Endless Summer 2, best surf movie ever made, or one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I like Stigmata, too. That movie with Patricia Arquette and Gabriel Byrne. It's about, this girl, like, gets these wounds, and they were just like the wounds that Jesus had when they hung him on the cross, and it's like it's really cool. The movie's really gory, and like it's kind of graphic in some scenes, but it's totally good. So
those are my top three. Nothing beats a good gory movie, I have to say.
Yeah, seriously good. So those are like, I mean, take Lord of the Rings, take all three of them, but we'll call that one movie, and then throw in Endless Summer 2 and Stigmata, and you got my top three.
Right on. Yeah, if any of you out there have some of your favorite top threes, free to send it to us at tamabeaver@gmail.com.
Yeah.
But going from movies to favorite beers and random weird shit, here, coming to you from, I believe, the marina, as we like to determine it, it's Kirk with your weekly marina report.
Hello, Timely Beaver fans. It's Kirk Hoxeter here with your weekly marina report. A place where parking is so bad, I had to park in another neighborhood to find a parking spot. Conversation today, though, is what kind of beer do you drink? Most of the guys out here drink that light beer. To make yourself stand out, drink a dark beer, because that's just a much better beer to drink down here, and it gets you fucked up quicker. Anyways, this is Kirk Hoxeter, as they like to say, the weak-ass Kirk Hoxeter, reporting for the Weekly Marina Report.
So as you can see there, Kirk prefers the dark beers, and I'm personally an amber beer. I'm not a lager drinker.
You know what? I'm a beer drinker. As long as it's not light beer, I'll drink it.
Now, do you drink the malt beer, or do you just drink the, like, good shit?
I don't know.
What qualifies as good shit? What is your, like, let's do some promos here.
Well, you know, do you guys have a brewery up there, Ted, called BJ's Brewery?
Yeah, so we have several of them up here.
They have some awesome beer. Like, I don't know, I had some amber. I think it was like a pale ale or something, and like it's just quality. They have good food too. The pizza there really is awesome. But I would have to say, like, if I had to classify it, I'd go microbrews is my favorite. Like, take any of them, you know, Sierra Nevada, or just like anything from like Trader Joe's has something called Beers of the World, and like they just have beers from all over the world, as the name implies, and just, you know, some of the German beer. Like the Pilsner from the Czech Republic, and just from pretty much everywhere. Man, it makes American beer taste bad and look bad, and just puts it to shame.
See that? There's some good beer up here, man. You gotta. I'll have to bring some home when I over the holidays, so you can taste.
Okay,
some
I'll take
of this.
Some. But you know, actually, I'm not. That's not to say that all of the American beer is bad.
Well,
but,
you got to get some of the good Northwest microbrews. That's
like Mac and Jack.
Mac and Jack's is all right, but I'm talking about Rogue. You have to try. You have to definitely try some Rogue beer.
Bring it back, Ted.
Oh, yeah. Rogue beer is just insanely good. And for all you out there, check out Rogue Nation, man. It's just
Is that RogueNation.com or what?
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah. Do a Google search for Rogue Nation.
There you go. Tell me what you come up with.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, let's all go fishing for Rogue Nation. Everybody get on your Google search and go fish.
Go. Type.
Oh, but so. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and there's some other great ones up here. There's Portland Brewing Company, which is good. They've kind of slowed down. I think they got bought out by Widmer.
What's that?
Widmer Brewing Company?
Yeah.
That's another really good. They make great Hefeweizen. That is their signature, is Hefeweizen. Widmer Hefeweizen. Try it.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
It's unfiltered. It's totally cloudy. It's yeasty. It's good. It's the way Hefeweizen's meant to be, with a shot of lemon in it.
Is that right? I'll have to check that out. So.
Yeah, definitely check it out. And in the meantime, everyone else can sit back and check out the Descendants.
Yes. Here we go with another round of Descendants. This is called Cool to Be You.
I don't believe in unity. It's just one more abandoned dream. Once the people get together, it's easy to see. It's just a matter of time before they come after me. But it must be pretty cool to be you, with your brothers at your back protecting you. Must be pretty cool to know you belong. Isolated my whole life, count scars in the land of the smiling knives. Yes, I'm envious, it's true, but it must be cool to be you. You got a loving family away and never stay in touch. But it must be pretty cool to be you, with a home and a family to go home to. Must be pretty cool to know you belong. Isolated my whole life, count scars in the land of the smiling knives. Yes, I'm envious, it's true, but it must be cool to be you. What can I do? I know this bitter jealousy is wrong. Maybe I'll move and find a brand new place I don't belong. Some friends I'll never know. New places I can't go. Cause everywhere I've been is on the outside looking in. You got a deep sustaining faith. A Lord who listens when you pray. I was raised in a church and I was told to believe. Wonder if God believes in me. Must be pretty cool to be you, with your holy faith sustaining you. Must be pretty cool to know you belong. Isolated my whole life, found scars in the land of the smiling knives. Yes, I'm envious, it's true, but it must be cool to be you. Must be cool to be you.
And that was, again, The Descendants with Cool to Be You. Check them out at fatrecords.com. And do not be afraid to type that in exactly how it phonetically sounds. Fat Records.
Rec Chords. Yes.
Okay.
And just as a little, a little hint here, a little aid, FATWRECKCHORDS.
Definitely go there, check it out.
Oh man, who's on Fat Records? Who's on that label? Let's see. Swing and Utters, NoFX,
Screeching Weasel,
Descendants, Screeching Weasel, Propagandi.
Man, there's a whole bunch.
Dropkick Murphys, are they on that? Or are they
I think they are.
Oh man, I love them. Rancid's on there, I think. Rancid was on that label. Op Ivy was, I think, too. Green Day was. Green Day was on Warner. Well, they're on Warner Brothers now.
I thought they were on Reprise.
I thought Warner Brothers signed them.
Who knows?
It doesn't matter. They're multi-millionaires.
Exactly. So what's...
That's definitely a pet peeve. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Well, speaking of pet peeves and things that please, I have none, really. Oh, pet peeve. Emily moved out of the room. Emily moved out on me. But nice thing, I now have a nice big room to myself to make noise.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, I actually did a couple jams today. Got some worked on some lyrics with stuff. It went really well.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I can't wait till we can jam again.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to try to get one going here before the and play it for everyone before the show goes off the air. Speaking of going off the air, yes, 5 shows left until the dreaded close of the curtains for the Timely Beaver.
Yep, the Beaver is going to get its curtains pulled.
Yes, and to tell you, or to lend more, I will say, lend a reason why, here is Drunk Ted showing you doing what he does best at exploring Oregon weather at 2:30 in the morning.
It's downpouring rain right now. I'm about to open up the sliding door. Prepare. Behold, here is Oregon weather. That was in the midst of it. I pulled us back so I could smoke a bowl. It's going to be quite hard to land in this rain. Let's listen to the wind, rain, and just goddamn wet hiss that is all around me once more before I light this. I feel a break come in the wind. I'm going to curl back here in the corner. Real quick and get back inside. Alright, I'll talk to y'all later. Good luck.
And as you can see, the other night it was downpouring. I couldn't sleep. I thought I'd slap on a tape recorder and walk outside into the cold, raining wind. Sleet, slush. It was coming down so hard I almost got swept away in a tidal wave.
Yep. That was pretty torrential sounding rain there.
I think it sounded worse than it was. I think I'm just used to it. I just remembered that I heard it on the window pane, and that's what made me think, oh, I'll go outside.
Yeah. But so was Emily asleep, or did she had no problems?
Oh, Emily was, she was out. She wasn't, she didn't hear anything.
That's crazy. Some people can sleep through anything.
Yeah.
Are you a light sleeper, Ted?
No, I'm a heavy sleeper. I always just couldn't get to sleep.
I'm a pretty light sleeper.
That would be the start of the problem. You're a light sleeper?
Yeah. Very light sleeper. I don't know. It depends. Actually, you know, I shouldn't say I'm a totally light sleeper, but, you know, for the most part, I am.
Hmm.
If I'm, like, had a few the night before, then I'll probably take me a little bit more to, you know, get up, but...
Interesting.
Yes.
Well... I hope this doesn't wake you up, Dave, but everyone can contact us at the following number. What's that number, Dave?
Ted, that number is 206-222-BEAV or 2328, for those of you who like numbers.
Okay, but don't wake Dave up when you check out timelybeaver.com for all your beaver needs.
But you can email Dave or Ted at
timelybeaver@gmail.com.
But be quiet.
Because the baby's sleeping.
Yes. Let's see. Who else do we have to thank today, Ted? The Descendants.
Oh, I think we have to thank the Descendants for being on our show.
Yeah, they rock.
Playing in the Timely Beaver Studios here for everyone. And definitely a big thanks to you, Dave, and to everyone out there listening.
Thank you, Ted.
And thank all you out there, and thank you, Dave. So, everyone, keep rocking, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, everybody.
Good continuity. Yes, very good. Very good continuity indeed, my dear Watson. Elementary. Very elementary. I think Moriarty did it in the cemetery with the candlestick.